The roll shows 15 members present. Senators Cowdery, McGuire, Stedman, and Wilkin are excused.
Please stand for the implication by the chaplain, Senator Huggins.
You bow your head, please. Our most precious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for bringing us together here today, and we ask for thy forgiveness for all of our deeds and misdeeds. As we look back, we say thanks for the opportunity to bring our families together during the holidays, and we ask Your blessing as we move forward in this new year and new session. We ask You to guide us so that we do the people's business, blessed with integrity, based on standards we know that You would approve of. As we look around the world, we know that many young Americans are out doing our country's business. We ask You to bless them, and we say thank You for guiding them safely back to their moms and dads. And again, Father, we say thanks for all that You do for us. Guide us.
Senator Stevens, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the fourth legislative day.
Good morning, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Senator Hoffman.
Good morning, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Thank you. And the prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction today? Messages from the Governor.
There are no messages from the Governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
There are no messages from the House.
Communications.
The following reports are on file. 2008 report to the legislature for the Division of Mining, Land, and Water. Report on identified RS 2477 rights of way in accordance with AS 1930-400B. Notification of annual mining report. Alaska's Mineral Industry 2006 published jointly with Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development in accordance with AS 2705060. Land Disposal Income Fund Report, in accordance with AS 3804022B. Notification of Annual Report on the Status of Land in the Land Disposal Bank, in accordance with AS 3804020D. Notification of Annual Report on Water Removals and Exports, in accordance with AS 4615020B5. Notification of Interim Classifications, in accordance with AS 3805300. Summary of Cooperative Resource Management or Development Agreements in accordance with AS 3805027 from Dick Milius, Director, Division of Mining, Land and Water, Department of Natural Resources. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill No. 243 by Senator Davis, an act relating to the duties and powers of the Alaska Commission on Aging and the Department of Health and Social Services.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill No. 244 by Senator Dyson, an act establishing a consumer health information internet website within the Department of Health and Social Services.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill No. 245 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act establishing the Alaska Healthcare Commission and the Alaska Healthcare Information Office relating to healthcare planning and information, repealing the Certificate of Need program for certain healthcare facilities and relating to the repeal, annulling certain regulations required for implementation of the Certificate of Need program for certain healthcare facilities and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill No. 246 by Senator Thomas, an act establishing a working group to analyze the potential of a hydroelectric power project on the Susitna River and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
CS for House Bill No. 29, Finance, by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to infants who are safely surrendered by a parent shortly after birth. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill. Previous zero fiscal notes, signing due pass, Senator Davis, Chair, Senators Elton, Thomas. The judiciary referral was waived. The Rules Committee has submitted two new zero fiscal notes updated for 2008, which are on your desks. I have no amendments.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 29 Finance be advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we are in third reading.
CS for House Bill number 29 Finance, an act relating to infants who are safely surrendered by a parent shortly after birth.
Senator Stevens.
Madam President, if I could speak to the bill, it's a pleasure to carry it on the Senate side here. This is like, very much like a safe surrender bills that have been passed in many other states, in which a parent, usually a scared teenager, allows or leaves a newborn baby in the physical custody of a police officer or a hospital or a doctor or a fire station. It may be an issue that is sort of distasteful to many people, but frankly, the alternative is much, much worse. And I know you've heard the stories and read the articles about newborn babies being abandoned in dumpsters and trash cans and that sort of thing. It occurred in Alaska in 1986 in Muldoon, Salvation Army collection bin, a baby was left there. I'm sure you've read the stories of people passing by dumpsters and hearing a baby crying, and you realize that without that person being there, that baby could very well have died. As we also know, there's been an increase in teenage pregnancies in the last 15 years, and so the timing of this legislation, I think, is pretty critical. You might want to know that in Massachusetts, it took 4 years to pass the Safe Haven Law, and during that four-year period, 13 babies were abandoned, six of them died, and four came within minutes of dying. So this is an issue that certainly we can be concerned about. We're not passing moral judgment here on the right or wrongness of what people are doing, but rather saying that that if a parent is going to abandon a child, an infant, that child should be in a safe situation and should survive. It's interesting that both the pro-life and pro-choice groups support this bill, and what it allows is a mechanism then for parents who are simply unprepared and actually desperate to find a way to surrender their newborns. 48 states have enacted this type of legislation, and I think it's good that we are considering it. I did want to point out another issue, Madam President, just so you'll be aware of it. There's been some criticism in the newspaper, Anchorage paper, criticizing the rules chair for not moving this swiftly through the process. That's really not the case, and I want you to know the reality of the situation is that this bill was received by Senate rules on May 15th of 07. We adjourned on May 16th of 07, so in one day there's no way it could have made it to the floor. Here we are on the 19th after beginning on the 15th, so I think it's pretty expeditious that we are now considering this bill. I urge your support, Madam President.
Thank you. The further debate. Senator Terrio.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm wondering for the gentleman carrying the bill, does the bill change the rights of the surrendering parent as far as having reconsidered the action that they've taken and reclaiming the child to their own home? I didn't see in scanning through the legislation that was spoken to, and so I'm wondering, once they relinquish control to the fire department, policeman, if they reconsider within the next week, 2 weeks, whatever the timeline is currently in statutes, under a normal adoption procedure, do they still have that right to take possession of their child?
Madam President, in response, it makes no changes to any other laws. It does say that they can surrender this child without fear of reprisal, but it does not change any of the rights the parents have to reclaim that child.
Rifties. Senator.
I'm wondering why the age of 21 days was chosen. I know you have to draw a line somewhere, but I assume it evolved from other states and that sort of thing. But it seems like infants, in my mind, are older than 21 days often. But why 21 was chosen? And often it appears to me the case it's the mother who's doing the surrendering. What are the father's rights under this bill, if any, or how they might be changed?
Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam President. That's a very good question, and one that has been thought about to some extent. I think humorously there have been some suggestions that possibly you should be allowed to leave your teenagers at the police station. And I do know that... yeah, that's true. The senator who just spoke may be one of those who would have liked to have done that. But and I don't mean to make light of this, because it's a very serious issue. The problem is that where do you draw the line, as the former speaker said, where do you draw that line? Because you don't want to encourage this activity. You don't want to encourage people to... Once they have the baby, you know, what normally happens is parents become quite attached. Maybe they are not ready for parenthood, but when they have the baby, suddenly they become quite attached to it as time passes. But the last thing we want to do as a state is to encourage this activity to continue. And so I think the line has to be drawn. It was on the other side that the decision was made on the number of days, and we chose, no one chose to change that here on the Senate.
Senator Dyson.
Just expand that on father's rights. This in no way inhibits any parental rights at all. No way inhibits any father's rights.
Thank you. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. Is this bill available for cross-sponsorship?
It is available for cross-sponsorship.
Yeah, then I'd like to be identified as a cross-sponsor.
Senator Dyson.
And also...
Senator French. Senator Cherio. Senator Stevens, Senator Bundy, Senator Wagner, Senator Ellis, Senator Elton, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Huggins, and myself, and Senator Kukesh. Did I omit anyone? Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Senator.
I think that's an indication this bill may pass today.
Yeah.
This is an issue that I certainly have wrestled with over years, and at one time considered sponsoring myself and wrestled through the issues. And it is, I think, the rules chair has spoken eloquently to the issues here. And for the father of this child, if indeed they identify themselves as a father, then they do have those rights that did it. But what the bill has been crafted to do is to not force the surrendering mother to identify who the father was, and thereby add another impediment to trying to get the child delivered to a safe place. It is indeed unfortunate that we need to do these sorts of things and that children get abandoned in our culture, but this is the best solution I know of for a bad situation, and I commend those who have brought it before us and encourage its passage. Thank you.
Is there further debate? Briefings, please. Thank you. We're back on the record. We have before us a CS for House Bill 29 Finance. The question being, shall CS for House Bill 29 Finance pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. All senators have voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. And tally the vote.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
And so CS for House Bill 29 Finance has passed the Senate.
Citations. Honoring Alaska Federation of Natives 2007 Parents of the Year, Wilfred and Vivian Lane.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar will be approved. Is there unfinished business? Senator Ellis?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor to the following bills. Senate Bill 153, Peace Officers and Firefighter Retirement, and Senate Bill 183, Retirement Plans.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. Without objection, you'll be added as... Senator French.
President, good morning. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to a call of the Senate from February 2nd until February 6th for personal business.
Without objection, the rule is shown as excused. Senator Stevens.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call of the Senate from p.m. plain time January 23rd to p.m. plain time January 28th for state business.
Without objection, you will be shown as excused. At this time, I'm going to add a resources referral to SCR 13. There's an amendment needed, and we'll do that in committee and bring it back to the floor.
That is the on the amicus regarding Supreme Court Parker v. District of Columbia, supporting the individual right to keep and bear arms. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Further announcement, unfinished business.
Can we have a break?
Sure.
Unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 246, an act establishing a working group to analyze the potential hydroelectric power from the Susitna River.
You will be shown as a co-sponsor. Any further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Huggins.
Madam President, thank you very much. Today at 11 o'clock, Senate Resources will meet to discuss gas regimes going forward for addressing the gas regime in Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you. All are invited. Any other announcements? Special orders? Sandellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be granted the special privilege of the floor to discuss working together, solving problems, getting things done.
Working together, solving problems, and getting things done, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I appreciate that. Those three phrases, it's not just political rhetoric. That's my personal commitment for the session, and I know everyone shares those sentiments in this abbreviated session and the responsibility the voters have given to us to do our duty and our work together in a timely manner. I just wanted to say on a personal note, I'm very honored and, in fact, humbled to serve in this new position. I appreciate the support of the members and of you, Madam President. I wanted to quickly congratulate my predecessor in this chair. He did a fine job, was a good role model. The senator from Kodiak has been promoted to the Rules Committee position, where he'll do a tremendous job. Look forward to working with him. He was always very classy and competent in this position, as we would fully expect, and I hope to do as well. And to my colleague across the aisle, the senator from North Pole, many of you know that he and I have known each other for a long time, worked well together in the past. I expect that we will very passionately defend our points of view here in this body. There are only 20 of us. We do have to get along, and I know I can expect the same professionalism and civility from him that we've always seen. I aspire to live up to that high level as well. I do hope, Madam President, that people will note that the Senate is in session on a Saturday. We did have a bill before us. The Resources Committee is at work. The Finance Committee is in full harness and ready to go. Some people might say we've turned over a new leaf in terms of work ethic. I thought we've always worked hard. You've cracked the whip on us before. But this session, we're really under the gun. We're under the spotlight. I know we're going to perform. Great things will come from this session, working together across party lines, across political philosophies, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I think we're all excited, and we've got a great staff. It's going to be a great year. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further special orders? Senator, adjourn it.
I move that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 23rd.
You are adjourned.